Police today announced a $100,000 reward to uncover what happened to missing 2-year-old Amber Lee Cruickshank. It's been 29 years since the 2-year-old disappeared. I'm joined now by Detective Inspector Stu Harvey to tell us more. Kia ora, Stu.
Oh, g'day, Jesse. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Why a reward now, 29 years after the disappearance?
Well, we've come to the stage in the investigation where we just want to progress things a bit further. So one of the things that we're looking at doing is just exploring all the options and avenues available to us to understand exactly what occurred with Amber Lee. So one of the options we have is to offer a reward, and that's what we've done.
Why now and not 10 years ago?
Well, we've just got to the stage in the investigation where we think we haven't really been able to progress this as much as we wanted. So it's just really the timing side of it. The lead investigator's come to the stage where he believes that this is the next logical step, and there's quite a process that actually has to be undertaken to have an award approved, and that's been gone through. So we're at the stage now, come up to 29 years since she disappeared. And it's really important that we do this because we really want to get some answers for the family of Amber Lee and get some closure for them in regards to what happened to her.
What do we know about what happened that day, 17th of October 1992?
Yeah, well, what we know is that around about 7:15pm, Amber Lee was seen outside an address in Kingston, and that was the last time that she was sighted. There's been ongoing inquiries, and a large investigation took place around the time, and that's continued. What we do know is that we don't believe that she went into Lake Wakatipu. We're pretty confident on that just with the inquiries and the witnesses that have been spoken to. So we're keeping an open mind about exactly what's happened in regards to her disappearance, but we do believe that there's people out there with information that can assist us.
Have you had any suspects over the years or any decent leads?
Yeah, we've had a number of suspects that we've looked into. As I said, I don't want to go into the details of the investigation, but we haven't been able to progress those suspects to the point where we would be able to lay any charges. And as I say, the investigation is continuing.
Are you targeting somebody in particular with this reward? By that I mean, do you have someone in particular in mind who might respond to this offer, someone who you would like to tell you more?
No, not particularly, but we do believe that there is somebody or some people that have more information. And this reward is, you know, if we can get somebody that's going to supply us with some material information or evidence in regards to leading to the identity of the and conviction of any person responsible for her disappearance, then, you know, the reward, there will be certainly money paid out for it.
What's your ideal here? What would you like to happen now that this reward has been posted?
Oh, we just like information. We just want some information to be able to get some answers in regards to Amber Lee's disappearance. As you can imagine, the family has been living this every day for the last 28 and a half years. Their family members disappeared and they don't have the answers. So, you know, it's a real tragedy for them. We just want to make sure that we're going as far as we can in regards to this case to try and get some closure for them.
Any particular clues, sightings, details from that day you'd like to mention that might jog people's memories or otherwise help?
Well, most of the people that are that were around that day have already been they've been spoken to by police during the investigation, and some of them have been spoken to more than once. So we're pretty comfortable in regards to all the people having a pretty good idea of exactly what's happened that day. It's just about trying to get somebody that's going, you know, that has further information that they may not want to have come forward at this stage about. So it's just trying to get somebody that that might be willing to help us out. And we also have to, you know, it's important to remember that there's also the opportunity around immunity from prosecution to be considered if there's any accomplice that wasn't the main offender in this.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, it's just covering all our bases, really. As I say, we're keeping a really open mind about Amber Lee's disappearance, and it's just making sure that we're covering all the bases, just in case that there's somebody out there that might be a bit afraid of coming forward, believing that they, you know, they may get into some trouble this is more about getting some answers and some closure for the family as anything else.
Do you think this one will ever get solved?
We're going to continue investigating. It's an open and active case. It's going to continue to be investigated and until it's solved.
Silly question, probably, but how's Amber Lee's family doing?
Well, I have to say that Nikki Cruikshank's delighted that the reward has been approved. It's something that she believes will be really helpful to get some answers for her and her family. But, you know, they're living this every day. It's an absolute tragedy to lose a child at any time. But to not know what's happened to her is, you know, you can only imagine how that's affecting the family.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much. What's your message to people who might have information? Who should they contact and how?
Oh, look, there's information on the release in regards to just contacting us on 105 and just quoting the Operation Oliver file. And, yeah, look, just if anybody's got any information, please make contact and we'll follow through on it.
Thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all, Jesse. Thanks very much.
Cheers. That's Detective Inspector Stu Harvey on a $100,000 reward that's been posted to try and uncover what happened to Amber Lee Cruikshank, who was 2 years old when she went missing in Kingston, Southland, 29 years ago.